There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free to bring up anything you'd like at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online just by dropping by freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And a demo.
Lots of cool stuff over at freetalklive.com, and it's all totally free. We're going to go right into your calls and thoughts. But coming up, gun owners in Maryland are saying they think they're being targeted by Maryland police for traffic stops and subsequently searches. We'll tell you more about that here in a moment. We got a demo from copblock.org on the show here tonight as my co-host. And let's go to Kit first in Worcester, Mass. Kit, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how you guys doing tonight?
Go ahead, Kit. We're doing great.
Okay, I was married to a Japanese girl I met in Japan. And we were married for about 12 years, and I went back and forth, and we also had a son. We have a son together who's in the Marine Corps now. So I know a lot about the Japanese culture and everything. I just posted something to your Facebook. I don't want to say it on the radio, but I sent you guys a message on Facebook under Kipper, and it's a Japanese fertility parade that they hold in Osaka every year to celebrate men being fertility. And pretty much the main thing of this, they have balloons, floats, everything, is the male, you know.
The member, the penis, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And they have floats and everything. And it's, you know, kids are there.
It's a huge double standard.
Yeah.
And if you go to your Facebook, the Free Talk Live Facebook, I posted a picture that was taken at one of these fertility parades. That's why I don't understand why they blur out all the other stuff, but in their society...
Yeah, that's a big penis. I'm looking at the picture right now. It's a big pink penis being hoisted, get this, by a bunch of women. So,
yeah, exactly.
I mean, this is like... This is one of the most kind of like patriarchal, male-dominated parades you could possibly imagine. There's a gigantic sculpture of a penis, you know.
I just seen the picture.
It's unmistakable, and it's pink, and the women below it that are carrying this thing, sort of like you see the guys carrying the Pope, you know, Pope on? They got one of those things, basically, and then, you know, they're all wearing pink carrying this.
But what I'm saying is, if you go to the Japanese temples and things, which I've been to, all the different temples, you know, in every big town, Osaka, Hiroshima, and stuff. There's paintings and things on the wall that are total pornography from the 16 and 15 and 1400s. You know, and the children are not afraid of nakedness, and, you know, they'll change their bathing suits right on the beach. The women, the bathrooms are shared over there mostly, where you could be on the toilet, and a woman will walk right in and sit next to you on the toilet next to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a big deal in Japan. It's just not
interesting. Like, so being in a bathroom, no problem. You can sit down and take, you know, cop a squat right next to somebody.
Yeah.
There's no wall in between you, but yet,
and no blur,
right? And no blur on the body parts. But yet you can't show a penis or a vagina on film or in video without blurring it out.
Even in the bathhouses, they have steam bathhouses that you've heard of in the mountains and things that I've been to.
Mm-hmm.
The women are completely nude. The men are completely nude. And they're sharing the same bath. And there's no, you know, you have your children there, your family. And it's not a big deal. It's just, that's the human anatomy. That's what you have. And it's not a big deal.
Now, what is this parade called with the big penis?
That was the Osaka Fertility Parade. And they have that
fertility
in various
parade.
Cities.
Now, you say on your message here, you said this was circa 1993. Is this still going today, to your knowledge?
Oh, that's been going on for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years.
Fascinating.
Yeah. Sounds like they should hold it. Maybe they should make a bunch of this woman's kayaks and then, like, have a parade. And
that's why the
be
thing
legit.
That me is, I know from my father-in-law being in Japanese business that the Yakuza is very big in Japan, the mafia.
Mm-hmm.
And this is true. And if you don't pay them somehow, because they work with straight with the government. Their government is even, believe it or not, guys, is more corrupt than our government. If that's
it's hard to measure. It's really hard to measure. Yeah,
there's a mob running this government too. If you want to classify it as that, you know, a group of businessmen. You know,
I bet she ticked off the wrong people. Like I don't know which one of you guys mentioned it before. She did something to tick somebody in the government off.
Could very well be. And so was that what you were thinking when you heard this? Because just for our listeners that are just tuning in, the story was about a lady artist who has made sculptures out of her own vagina, including larger-than-life ones like the kayak, which is the one that got her in trouble, a kayak-sized sculpture that you could then download with a 3D printable file. The government's going after her for so-called distribution of obscene data. And, you know, they are claiming that they would do the same thing against someone who made a porn movie, essentially, because they have to be blurred out. Genitals have to be blurred out. But yet here you are showing us a parade in Japan. And I'll take this picture and I'll put it on our Facebook. So actually, I don't know if Facebook is going to take us down for this.
Yeah, you might catch a ban. Why
don't the Japanese government take down all the pictures in the temples and things on the pottery and
Well, I do wonder if the caller's correct in the underlining, because I didn't think the artist that's doing the sculpting of her vagina was the woman. When you mentioned the woman who she was caught with, because you mentioned that in the story,
the
store owner, and she's into making pornography, right? And so, like, maybe she was the target and for helping this, or, like, maybe
somebody wasn't getting paid.
Yeah, so maybe it's not the 100% reason, but it's like a bonus, or maybe the artist is the bonus. Like, hey, we're teaching her a lesson about this other thing.
Yeah, it was a sex shop, is what the vagina kayak was being.
As like a brothel, or
just a sex shop, like a sex place.
Oh, okay. But you know, it's not a big deal over there. Nudity, vagina, breasts, penises, everything. It's not a big deal in Japan.
So but what you're saying is culturally it's not a big deal, but it's still illegal to make pornography that shows genitals.
Yeah, and I think they put that out there so, like, the government can make money, because it's like how they got Al Capone. They got Al Capone on tax evasion. And, you know, that isn't why the government wanted Al Capone was tax evasion. That's the only thing they could get him on. He was doing illegal booze and going against the government, you know, with prostitutes and I don't know, the books.
These government competition, stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, so they had to get rid of him because he was making more money than the Chicago government.
Kid, good call, man. I appreciate the...
All right.
Yeah, thanks for the info tonight. Very useful information.
Yeah.
Showing a clear double standard where there is apparently it's illegal to have a kayak modeled after a vagina, but to just have a straight up picture of a penis, or not a picture, but a big model of a penis that is being toted down the street by a dozen women. All wearing pink.
Fine and dandy.
I mean, this penis even has the vein on it. I mean, it's that detailed. You know what I'm talking about?
No blade. Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Right. So you can share your thoughts here with us. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. I feel like I should post this on our Facebook page. It's not an actual penis. Is that going to violate Facebook's terms of service?
I mean, you're asking me, the guy who...
You've been banned more often than I have, stuff, though, right?
I've never really been banned for anything I've actually created or posted. So, like, their policies, they're at, you know, it's like, I don't know, how, like, CopBlock is loaded with people who will report you for anything. It's like, you can post a picture of a flower and say, cops are bad, and they're like, report, report. And so, I don't think Free Talk Live has it that bad, but it's always a possibility. So, I don't want to tell you to post this.
Yeah, right.
I hear about your ban.
I won't blame you
but,
for it.
But I understand your point. I mean, this is a clear providing evidence of this double standard to the extreme. So,
share your thoughts here with us at 855-450-FREE. I'll work on that during one of the breaks, and we'll let you know when that's available for you. So, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. In other news, gun owners are upset at what's been going on in Maryland. Stories are piling up, according to the Washington Times. A year ago this New Year's Eve, John Philippides of Florida was driving south with his family on I-95 when the Maryland Transportation Authority police pulled over his black Ford Expedition and proceeded to raid it while his twins, wife, and daughter looked on, separated in the back seats of different police cruisers. The officers were searching for Mr. Philippides, Florida-licensed, palm-sized, Kel-Tec 38 caliber semi-automatic handgun, which he left at home, locked in his safe. We'll tell you more about what happened here in moments. And could this happen to you in Maryland? 855-453. Has it happened?
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. Americans in 1787 were skeptical of the proposed U.S. Constitution. It proposed a much stronger national government than they were used to, and although the new government's powers were limited, Americans knew that government often breaks promises. A Bill of Rights, Thomas Jefferson said, was something everyone was entitled to against every government on earth. So supporters of the new system pledged that, if it were approved, Congress's first act would be to adopt a Bill of Rights as an extra safeguard against abuses. And they kept that promise on December 15, 1791. The Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments, along with government's limited powers, remind us that the Constitution was not written to make government more efficient, but to protect us against government and to secure our natural rights to life, liberty, and property. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. Speaking of online, if you care about privacy online, you need to know about ProXPN. It is a global virtual private network that encrypts your online data. So right now, if you're not using ProXPN, You are likely unencrypted, which means that your internet service provider can snoop on you. They can find out what websites you're going to. They're probably logging them right now and logging all the search terms that you enter as well, keeping those logs for, in some cases, as long as 5 years. You can go to ProXPN's website and download their software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, and Android devices. Linux users, setup's a little different for you, but you can also get ProXPN working fairly easily. And once you get ProXPN software installed and operational, you are then encrypted, which will protect you from the prying and the spying. You can go to ProXPN.com/FTL. That's ProXPN.com/FTL. And download their software when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account to get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world, the ability to privately torrent, and get past regionally blocked websites. Just use code FTL50 to save 50% off the price of the annual account over there. And by the way, once that first year's done, you get your next year renewal, and every year after that, you get the same great discount. So that savings is locked in for the lifetime of your account at proxpn.com/FTL. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and they don't keep records of your online habits at ProXPN. So go to proxpn.com/FTL and use code FTL50 to get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Whether you want to talk about hypocrisy when it comes to banning genitalia representations in public, which is what apparently Japan has done with one lady, but yet allows male genitalia to be displayed in public in, I guess, in sculptured form without a problem. You're welcome to comment on that, or just the idea of sort of sexual repression and why it is that people have a problem with genitalia at all being shown publicly as though that there's something wrong with that. I'm still not sure what that is. Maybe you can clear that up for me. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Ian and Ademo in the studio here tonight. We've begun telling you a story from the Washington Times about a family from Florida. They were traveling down I-95 through Maryland when the police pulled them over and they began to search through their, I guess, Ford Expedition while separating the wife and his twins, putting them all in back seats of different police cruisers while they searched through his car looking for a gun. A Kel-Tec 38 caliber semi-automatic handgun, which he had actually left at home in his safe because he knew that Maryland does not recognize handgun permits issued by other states. So, you know, he was being cautious and left the gun at home. When the search turned up nothing, Mr. Filippidis, age 51, was allowed to go and was issued only a speeding warning. The incident gained national attention. The man went on multiple radio programs and detailed how scared and outraged he and his family were. He wondered, how did the police know that he was licensed for concealed carry? And what right did they have to search through his personal items on the side of the busy interstate filled with holiday travelers on that 10-degree day?
That was my big question. I was like, how'd they know the gun existed?
My wife's hysterical, shaking and crying, said Mr. Filippidis, recalling in an interview with the Washington Times, quote, I don't have a criminal record. I own a business. I'm a family man. And I tried to explain that to the officer, but he had a bad attitude, didn't want to hear my story. He just wanted to find that gun and take me away from my family. That was his goal, but he couldn't do it because I didn't have a gun, like I told him. Mr. Filippidis, his case earned the support of Second Amendment advocates and subsequent apologies from the Maryland Transportation Authority, which is, again, fairly rare for a government agency to apologize. But an internal police review concluded his stop and search were lawful and didn't violate police protocols. Those findings, however, have not satisfied other out-of-state gun owners who worry that they, too, have been targeted for minor traffic stops in Maryland because they have concealed weapons permits, and those stories are accumulating. Take John Tonneson, the 4th of Lake Worth, Florida. He was pulled over and arrested after a search of his work truck by the same officer who stopped Mr. Filippidis. Turned up his 45 caliber Ruger, licensed in the state of Florida. He doesn't believe the stop was coincidental. He says it was unloaded and stuffed into a bag far from me. There are scanners in Maryland that scan every tag, and Florida is one of their target vehicles. They'll find whatever reason they can to pull you over.
I was going
to
ask that. If they had the cop cars, that's what they mean, the ones that scan license plates, right?
The license plate scanners.
Yeah, so it's providing them information that says, so I didn't know that those scanned out of state plates as well. I mean, I think
they do. They're all tied into the same database, right? NCIS or whatever.
I wasn't sure, and I thought when those were first, coming to police stations near you, that the statement was that these were in-house. Like, so, like, if it's Massachusetts, they're only scanning Massachusetts plates. And
yeah,
that, like,
right.
Right. Well, I mean, I don't believe it, right? Like, they could all be together. But that was one of the things. Like, we're not going to abuse this power too much. Well, you know, it's only been less than 5 years since
those. Yeah, these are new. This is new technology.
Yeah. I actually seen when I went down to Boston a couple of weeks ago, another person that was in the car saw one. I saw them for the first time, and they're really trippy, and they have the strobe light effect going on.
Really?
It's distracting, actually.
Wow, I have not seen that then. I saw some stuff on poles down in Florida on the interstate, but when I talked to a friend of mine, he said he thought they were just to monitor the traffic conditions, but there were an awful lot of them, so it seemed like they could have been some sort of scanner device.
These were on all four corners of the car, front, like, you know, like on the hood.
Oh, mounted to the, okay. What I saw were on poles on the side of the road.
No, these were on a cruiser that moved, and he was weaving in and out of traffic, and as he would graze a car, you could see that it would recognize a thing, wow, and a plate, and then do its business.
It's creepy stuff. We'll talk more about what's happening in Maryland here in a moment. If you want to share your thoughts, do so. Let's go. And by the way, on whatever you want to talk about here on the Live Sunday Edition, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Rod is with us listening in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Carl Sagan, the great scientist, said that if anybody is to be respected, it would be the Genghis cult in India, because they have such great respect for life. And I'm wondering, like, I understand the people in India are very strict about, sexual matters. And I was wondering, where in the world does the Kama Sutra fit in? What is the purpose of the Kama Sutra?
Kama Sutra is it's an old book about sexual positions, right? I've never read it, so I don't know.
Neither have I.
But I was wondering, is that to train young people to prepare for marriage, or is it to help people to overcome their sexual lusts and that sort of thing?
Brother, I don't know. I can't give you an answer to that question because I have never done any research on the Kama Sutra. Have you looked at it before? I mean, I remember the only thing I've ever seen is when I was growing up, my parents had the Joy of Sex on their bookshelf, and, it's take peeks of that every now and then, but I've never seen the Kama Sutra.
I think the National Geographic had an article back in around 1996, and I'd like to get a copy of that. And they show all the pictures of the temple with all the little sculptures on the outside of the temple.
Mm-hmm.
But I did try to do some research, and for the life of me, I cannot figure out what is the purpose of the Kama Sutra. Was it to help people to overcome themselves, or is it to help them?
Maybe to have a more enlightened sexual experience?
Perhaps.
That's a damn good question, Rod, and we'll see if we can figure it out. Thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I imagine Wikipedia might help clear something up, but we'll find out here in a moment. You can also share your thoughts on whatever's on your mind. We'll talk more about the gun crackdown in Maryland in moments.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored it. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80. The number's 80.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about everything from genitals to guns. 855-450-3733. Both are very offensive to some people. In this case, the guns are offensive to the police in Maryland. Now, I'm talking about guns that you would have. Obviously, they're totally fine with
them. Yeah, they love guns.
Right, having guns for themselves. But if you drive through Maryland and you have a pistol permit in some state, they've given two examples from Florida so far. If you've got a pistol permit in some state, there's a good chance, at least that's what gun owners are saying, there's a good chance you're going to get pulled over and searched in Maryland. Now, it sounds to me like these searches are illegal. I don't know if these guys are consenting to the search. We don't get that level of detail from the story here from the Washington Times. But obviously, I bet you it's not going to matter
because I wonder, I mean, did I mention if they're being, they're asking about the firearms, right? That's what you said in the first.
Correct. Story. They did let the man know what they were looking for.
Right. And so I bet you if they were trying to deny the search, they're going to pull the, oh, we have probable cause because we know you have this permit and this isn't allowed here.
Well, I don't know if that would end up being held up as probable cause in court, but maybe it would.
I could see it happening in the state, but maybe you'd probably have to go through the system a while.
So there's more to the story. We can continue with that one here in a moment. Also, genitals in the form of a woman in Japan who's been arrested for having sculptures that are modeled on her vagina. All the while, apparently, Japan has a male virility parade every single year, which involves at least one, if not more than one, large genital, male genital sculpture. So huge double standard on that, which is sort of there's a larger conversation there about what is obscenity, why is the stuff illegal. And then somebody else called in about the Kama Sutra, and you know, you ask a question, you don't, and the hosts don't know the answer, we're going to tell you. We don't know. We're just talk show hosts, right? You know, just because we have microphones in front of us doesn't mean that we are educated on everything in the world. That's for darn sure.
But we do have the Google.
We do, and in this case, Wikipedia has a little bit of information about said Kama Sutra. According to the Wikipedia entry, it is an ancient Indian Hindu text widely considered to be the standard work on human sexual behavior in Sanskrit literature written by Vatsyayana. I'm sure I'm butchering that. A portion of the work consists of practical advice on sexual intercourse. It's largely written in prose with many inserted poetry verses. Kama, which is one of the four goals of Hindu life, means desire, including sexual desire, the latter being the subject of the textbook. And sutra literally means a thread or line that holds things together. And more metaphorically, it refers to an aphorism or a collection of such aphorisms in the form of a manual. Contrary to popular perception, especially in the Western world, Kama Sutra is not just an exclusive sex manual. It presents itself as a guide to a virtuous and gracious living that discusses the nature of love, family life, and other aspects pertaining to pleasure-oriented faculties of human life. So there's a little bit more info. You can dig deeper, I'm sure, if you'd like, on your own time. We go to Al. He's listening in Bangor, Maine. Al, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Ademo.
America really needs to get its mind out of the gutter and all this filth. We don't
what is
need
filthy
people
about
people
sex?
In India to teach us anything.
Excuse me, what is so filthy about sex, Al?
And family life, if I may complete my thought, please. Family
okay,
life.
Go ahead.
In India, why do we need their instruction? Did you know the custom in India and in Hinduism that the wife, when the husband dies, they build a big fire out of wood and sandalwood and that sort of thing? Put the husband's body in it, and then the wife is made to jump into the fire alive.
I don't believe anything that you say, Al, about things that happen around the world. I'm
going to
take that. Yeah, I'm going to take that with a grain of salt.
You can look that up on Wikipedia. The British put an end to that. Sutee. The British went to India. There wasn't a single hospital. There wasn't a single orphanage. And just cruelty, cruelty to their fellow man. And it's primitive. The American people now are so debased. Their thinking has been so lowered that this primitive religion appeals to them. You said Carl Sagan and the Jainism. Carl Sagan praised them for they honor all forms of life. What Carl Sagan doesn't tell you, you go to the village and they let the rats and the snakes run free because they put all animal life on a level with human life.
Okay, so you have some disagreements with the way folks in other parts of the world live, Al, and certainly
no,
you're free to have those disagreements.
It's not a disagreement. It's truth versus
well, you
falsehood.
Don't know. You know, you claim to have the truth, but there's a lot of people who claim to have the truth. I bet those people claim
truth.
Yeah, those people claim to have the truth, too.
Not,
Al, I'd like to ask you some questions now.
Not
you
my
said
truth.
That people need to get their minds out of the gutter. Now, what is it that is in the gutter? What was it that prompted you making that statement?
The preoccupation was sex in America. Is we made a god out of liberty. We replaced the god of the Bible with the god of freedom. That's the meaning of the Statue of Liberty. You look at the Chinese word, they translate the Statue of Liberty as the goddess of freedom. We made a god out of freedom. And yet our minds were lowered to purely, once we turn from God, we are lowered to a purely animal level. And you can deal with it normally, or you can be preoccupied with it, and you can be used to drive the society. And what it is, it's a political weapon used against the people. This emphasis on sex.
Now, you like weapons, right? Because you called last night, and you have no problem putting people in a prison cell if they don't do what you want them to do. So what would you like to see happen, Al, with people with their preoccupation with sex? You want a re-education camp or something like
we
that?
We could
for
have
them?
Due proportion. First of all, we would take the filthiness of the mass media Yeah, this sewer pipe that comes out of Los Angeles and New York City. And we will make it wholesome.
Oh, yeah.
Remember,
how
like,
are you going to do that? So are you going to nationalize industry? Are you going to go in and seize the pornography studios and then seize the
airwaves?
Yeah, seize the TV stations?
Well, we
seize
give
the
control,
Hollywood studios?
We give control of the media back over to the people.
What's that mean?
And so the seven corporations, which pump out filth from the sewer pipe of Los Angeles.
So give me an example. I mean, are you talking? You're talking about taking all mainstream media, or just pornographers, or what?
I'm talking. It's indistinguishable. A lot of it now that the mainstream entertainment is indistinguishable. It's salacious. I mean, it's
okay.
A lot of
so what would you like to see happen? I just want. Yeah, I find you to be fascinating, Al. I think it's, you know, it's very interesting what sort of world you want to live in. So I'd like to have you flesh it out some more for us here. So so what would you like to see? I mean, Los Angeles,
healthy,
Hollywood. Do you want to see the movie studios being given back to the people?
No,
is that what you're saying?
We want to restore respect for women and womanhood.
You can't make people respect others, right? Like, respect should be earned. You don't just point a gun at somebody and make them respect someone, right?
It all starts with right teaching, that woman is not a sex object.
Or brainwashing.
You see.
A lot I agree with you with, Al, but I'll agree with you on that statement. Women are human beings, and they're much more than, you know, sex.
Sexual objects.
There's a lot to them.
Is a political weapon used against us.
Sure. Let's not go there, though. I want to know more about what you want to do to the media. So you said give the media to the people. And so are you talking about, like, Fox News, ABC Television? Those are the media organizations you're talking about,
media,
right?
The media would be disbanded. Property would be, yes, would be confiscated.
Confiscated by the government.
We will also,
Al's government.
We will also confiscate all the property seized by the credit card companies.
Fascinating. Al, I want to ask you to hang on if you can. I want to hear more about your vision. If you've got a question, Al, would you mind taking questions?
Not at all.
From our audience. All right, great. I want to know more about Al's vision. He wants to seize the media, take it down, shut it down. Give it to the people or something. We'll let them explain further here. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Times are different than they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with GEICO.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at FIJA.org.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Ademo.
Ademo Freeman is here from copblock.org. Be sure you check out CopBlock when you get a chance. There's always some horrifying news stories for you to read there about police misbehavior and how they're almost completely unaccountable. And how you, there's positive stuff like how you can help hold the police accountable. There's good information about that over at copblock.org as well. Plus local groups that you can get involved with all around the world.
Yeah, and resources and a bunch of other goodies.
So join us online over at freetalklive.com as well, where if you enjoy what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, you can support the show directly by becoming an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is $5 a month that you can use any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. You send it in to us. It's an automatic thing that's, you know, taken out of your account. You don't have to think about it once you get signed up. And for us, it makes a big difference because that $5 added in with other people's $5 totals up and allows us to buy some advertising to radio stations, to get Free Talk Live on the air on more stations, to bring more internet listeners on board with the program as well, and expose people to the ideas of freedom here on Free Talk Live. So it makes a big difference for us when you do that, and you can also get perks like access to the AMP Only call-in lines or the AMP Only Facebook group and more. Go get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up. It's a big, big deal for us when you do that. So thank you. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We've got Al back on the line here in Bangor. And Al, I got to say, apparently you were right. You were telling the truth earlier about the, what was it called?
It was SETE. He said it was S-U-T-T-E-E, but there's another spelling for it, S-A-T-I. But then Wiki, it does redirect you to this one, and it's correct. It refers to a funeral ritual within some Asian communities in which recently widowed women would commit suicide by fire, typically on the husband's funeral fire pyre.
Wow.
And so it does then go into say how the British in 1829 outlawed this, though it didn't stop, and etc. You know, a little civil disobedience going on in that manner, which would be kind of hard to punish the person who you know, disobeyed the law and burned them. I didn't read that far.
Well, suicide's illegal in the United States, too.
Well, yeah.
So what's the difference?
How do you punish the person? You know,
it's if they fail. That's when they get arrested.
True. So, yeah, I guess.
You just tried to kill yourself. Now you're going to jail.
Right. Good luck.
It's going to make your life better. So, Al, you're back on Free Talk Live. You said you'd be willing to take calls. So, if anybody, Al's one of our newer callers, a newer listener to the show, I think, or at least a newer caller. You've called for, like, the last few weeks, Al. And I have to say, I find your calls to be fascinating because you are someone who unabashedly is interested in controlling the lives of others. You tonight are advocating a takeover, apparently, and shutting down mainstream media in the United States. I want you to just clarify what you had said before we went away to the commercial break there.
Well, specifically, the question asked what would be done as a matter of policy. Regarding the media would be disbanded and would be given to certain local centers, that all media would be produced locally instead of it being concentrated in the hands of a few individuals.
And so would that be mandated, or would that happen spontaneously?
Oh, it would certainly have to be mandated. And
right, what you're saying is you would send a group of men with guns around to radio and television stations. You would appropriate their equipment. This is kind of like what they would do in Venezuela, right, with dictatorships and things like that. They'll come in, they'll nationalize the media in a country and take it over, take it out of the private hands. And you're saying it shouldn't stay in the government's hands, but you would want it to be, you'd want like Clear Channel or I guess they're now called iHeartMedia. You'd want iHeartMedia or Cumulus, some of these big radio companies, to be completely taken apart. They would no longer exist. Their stations could still exist, but they'd have to be given to local owners.
That would be the just thing to do. It would be a form of reparations,
reparations
to all of us, to all the people. All races in the U.S., because the media have been used unjustly, and what they profited from it has been obtained unfairly. The same would be done to the economic institutions, the credit card companies in particular.
What would you like to see happen to them?
Their assets would be seized, and they would make it fourfold. The ancient Roman law was if you stole something through usury, the charging of excessive interest, you had to pay it back four times. Fourfold. We would seize their property.
Hold on. You want to seize the credit card companies. Now, look, I'm no big fan of the credit card companies. I don't think there are a whole lot of fans of the credit card companies out there. I mean, business owners sort of deal with them because they have to. It's just one of the costs of doing business. If you want to run a business, you probably should take credit cards, and so therefore you got to have some sort of merchant account. You got to deal with that nonsense, and it can be a hassle to set it up, and they're always hitting you with the fees. If it's a smaller transaction, you're getting a huge chunk taken away by fees. Like with PayPal, for instance, any transaction, there's a 30-cent fee plus 2.9% on all of those. So business owners get pretty tired of the credit card companies, but yet they still do provide a service that obviously people find valuable enough to put up with the crap. But you're saying they would be disbanded, and you can't just hand over a credit card company to a local owner because they're servicing a nationwide, if not international, territory. So how do you handle taking apart a credit card company? What do you do with the...
Well, they would make, by law, prior to going out of business permanently, they would make a fourfold restitution to all the creditors, all the people that owe money. They would repay the money. The remaining money would be redistributed among the people whose properties have been seized, so bankruptcies, foreclosures, particularly in the agricultural
sector. So you're saying the people who had not paid their credit card bill would be made whole by the credit card companies?
It would declare a biblical year of Jubilee, which would cancel all debts.
So you're saying people should be you're encouraging people to crank out credit card debt. You're saying that this is good, that people should just go ahead and get some credit cards and rack up some charges on there in the hopes that maybe it'll all be forgiven someday?
No, they should destroy their credit cards immediately because it's unjust, exploitative practice And most young people now have debts of, say, $20,000, anywhere up to $100,000 on their credit.
Why do you have to use violence, though, Al? I mean, why can't you? I mean, I think that this message isn't a terrible one. Like, hey, kids, don't mess with the credit card company.
Yeah, don't rack up a bunch of debt.
Right. I mean, that's not a bad idea. I think that's a terrible thing, and a lot of people are in a serious amount of it, and it's a problem. It's a real burden on somebody's life.
And it's a direct reflection of government involvement in a lot of people's lives, you know.
But why not use persuasion? I mean, why do you have to use the law, which is really just an opinion with a gun, or an opinion backed by a gun? So why not just use persuasion and start putting the word out there?
The law, the essence of law is the principle of rightness.
No, it's not.
The law doesn't have the principle of rightness in it. It's no law. So a just law would say you cannot charge 20% or 30% per annum.
Yeah, but what you're doing isn't right either, Al. You're going to go and force people at the point of a gun to disband their businesses.
Well, it's essentially stolen property, and it's a form of reparations. As I say, it's a new concept of white reparations.
Or their property.
Redistributed among all people.
But the radio stations, I mean, even if you wanted to argue that the credit card companies have been engaging in fraud all this time, which I don't think you can make a real case for that because, you know, people know, I mean, they should at least know the deal when you get into a credit card, like, hey, you know, this isn't free money, folks. I realize some people think it's free money and...
Well, the basics of it, they should, but They definitely play their games.
I mean, I'm no fan of the credit card companies, but I mean, when it comes to a radio station, you know, that's not the same thing, right? Like a lot of those stations are owned by companies that were started small and then they grew into, you know, larger companies and bought on new stations because they love to do radio. I mean, you're talking about punishing those people.
Yes, they would be punished because they are parasitical. They exploit the weakness of mankind.
How is that? They're on a radio station.
Yeah. All religions on earth prohibit usury.
What does that have to do? Radio stations aren't costing, or they're not charging interest rates and loaning money. What does a radio station have to do with that?
They exploit human weakness, the animal nature of man, and instinctive forces by promoting sex. Constantly.
Oh, I see. So now we're back to the whole morality.
Going full circle.
Right. So would you leave the Christian stations alone? Would you leave them alone, or are they also immoral?
No, they would also have to be reformed. The entire society...
There is not a single area where Al would not want to get in and just try to mess with people's lives and take their stuff and give them away, give it to somebody else who he believes is more deserving. Al, fascinating stuff, man. I appreciate the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. How'd you like to live in Al's world?
If Al ruled the world.
Right? Toll-free number, 855-453. Take control here on Free Talk Live.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, well, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth. For 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers, and we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.